I've been in the yeshiva for many years. I remember Rabbi Weinberg, the Talmud of Maran HaRav David Lifshitz Zatzal, who was a tremendous force in our yeshiva, of the Mesorah, from Rav David to Rav Shimon Shkop, and the whole Rav Chaim Oizer, and the whole Torah world in Europe. And as a member, I was here in the high school, and Rabbi Weinberger was a Talmud of Rav David. So this is a continuation. There's an illustrious Mesorah, and I know Rabbi Weinberger has a special affection to this Beis Medrash Befrat, so we have a schus to have him share with us Divrei Torah.
I want to thank Rebbe for the words, the connection to Rav David. This is what drew me back here after so many years. You have the schus to have a Rebbe who speaks to you not only in the most beautiful and clear way in learning, but also pnimius, a deeper level. And you have this oasis, this wonderful little world that you occupy. There's a lashon that's found in the Haggadahs. It's printed in most of the Siddurim, in most of the Haggadahs. That I found very interesting. And especially this year, but because of the Ibayor, because of the leap year, relating these parshias of Tazria Mitzara leading into Pesach, it's hard to come into Yontiv in such an unappetizing way. These parshias are difficult parshias. Parshias Mitzara, even if you get the ones that, that has like pictures and stuff, it's hard to figure out what this is all about. But I noticed that the nusach that's printed in the Haggadah by Bedikas Chametz, there's a Hiratzen in the small print by Bedikas Chametz and by Bir Chametz. It's important to say you should never leave out the small print. And it says over there, Yirotzim lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu shetizakeinu losur lechapes b'nigei batei hanefesh. Such an interesting lashon here. Hashem, help us. Losur ulechapes, losur, to search out. Lechapes, to seek and to look for. Where? Nigei batei hanefesh. The negoim. Nigei, a nega, the disease. I'm not going to call leprosy, it's not. The disease. Nigei bate hanefesh. I should know all about this Yitzhak Hara that we unfortunately have succumbed to because of the Yitzhak. Usizakenu loshu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. Rishlam, help us to do complete tshuva, to return to you. In your great kindness, you'll have rachmanis on us. And so on. And save us from the isser chometz, that we shouldn't chalila have even the slightest, tiniest little drop of chometz in our rishus, in our mouths. This year and every year. Losu lachapis benigei bate hanefesh. Benigei bate hanefesh. The compartments of the soul, deep inside of us, there are nigei bate hanefesh. You know, there was a Rebbe many years ago, his name was Reb Shlomo Radomsky. Tver Shlomo, Susi Yalena. Reb Shlomo Radomsky, they say, was once, he was going for hours, Bedikas Chametz, I don't know, but they only had, his whole place was like this big. I don't know if they was to look for so much, but they used to look a lot. Because it means something else besides looking for little pieces of bread. And he went for hours and hours, B'dikas Chametz. And then at some point, he all of a sudden stopped, and he ripped open his coat, and his towel's cut, and his shirt, and his undershirt, and the Shamus was standing, they didn't know what was going on over here. And the Tver Shlomo took the candle, and he started to yell at the Shamus. He says, Yankel, look here, Yankel, give a kikdu. Here, look here. Nigei bate hanefesh. Look over here. Look for the Chametz. Help me find the Chametz inside of myself. Why is it called Nigei bate hanefesh? Nigoyim. And it came down this year, it's Parashas Mitzray, which is the parish of Adam Kiyah B'or B'Sorai. Seisus HaPachas HaBeharis. The Torah says, V'hoye B'or B'Sorai L'Negat Tzeraz. V'hu V'el Aharon HaKoy. A Negat Tzeraz. And he would be brought to Aharon HaKoy, and he would come to the Tzaddik. Going to Aharon HaKoy means that there's a Jew who's in pain. He has discovered a nega. Something's wrong. And because of that, he is seeking help. And therefore he goes to the tzaddik. Huva el akoin, huva el aron akoin, echad bodav kahanim. He goes to the tzaddik. Goes for help. And you all know what the halach is, what the Torah says. Depends. If there's a seir benega, if there's a hair, a white hair, a vachlovan, a mara nega, amoik meor bisaroi, and if the appearance of the nega is not just on the surface, if it's deeper than the surface of the skin, say there could be tamei. If it's not, so then there's a time of waiting outside the machna. Bodad yeshev, he sits by himself. One of the strange things here in this parasha is that it uses the word v'hoye b'or b'soro. Because there's a klal that we have in Chazal. Whenever there's a yitzim in a klal, there needs to be an explanation. There's a klal that whenever it says v'hoye, it's a lashon of what? Who knows? V'hoye is a lashon of simcha. V'hi is a lashon of tzar. But v'hoye is a lashon of simcha. So the question, of course, the mefarshim are asking is v'hoye b'or b'soro. What's the v'simcha? V'simcha mazu aisa? What's the happiness over here? There's some horrible disease that he's found on himself. So what's there to be happy about? So listen, Chaver, this really is like a 3-hour talk, and I'm just going to try to give it like in 20 minutes. So it's concentrated. So you have to concentrate. Look, everybody slips up. Everybody makes mistakes, and we all have records. There are various in our lives. There are things that we do that are not right. There are machshavas, diburim, thoughts, words, maisim that should not have taken place. But the Sfarim tell us that there are two kinds of Jews. Everybody does averus, but there are two types of bali averus. Two types. The first type is where you and I fall into. The first type is a Jew who b'shas ma'aseh, when he's doing the aveira, he wishes he wasn't doing it. He wishes he wasn't doing it. He feels brokenhearted that he's not able to be strong enough to withstand this temptation. After he turns off the stupid computer and he throws it on the floor, he feels sick. Again, I can't manage to overcome that. In short, Rav Lev Yitzchak Baditcheva said that we've never ever seen that Jews should make a siyum for finishing an aveira. Jews make parties when they finish a mesechta. Jews make parties for a bar mitzvah. They make parties when they do mitzvahs, but a Jew doesn't make the Bedichva said a limud sos, you know, he's trying to say nice things about Jews, the Bedichva. He said, I never saw that a Jew should call together his friends to celebrate that he just did an aveira. Because a Jew feels bad. He feels bad. I mean, this kind of a person, you understand, he's constantly thinking of Eitzes, what could I do? He goes maybe to a tzaddik, v'huve elakoyin, he goes to a rebbe, to a tzaddik, to a rosh yeshiva, to a good friend that could help. I don't want to live this way. I don't plan on dying this way. I don't want my children, God forbid, to do these kind of things. Somebody in shul told me recently that he had a maaseh, but he caught his son with a young lady someplace, and he was very angry with him, and the son said, from what I heard, when you were my age, you were doing much worse things than I was doing. So the father came to me, he said, he never got such a patch in his life. I said, is it true? Your kid said, is it true? He said, he doesn't know, it's much, much more than that. Much worse than the kid knows. And he was crying. He said, my kid, so I asked my kid to be a tzaddik, and my kid said, what kind of tzaddik are you? We want to be better. With God's help, our children should be good children, our grandchildren should be good children. So that's one kind of a Baal Aveiros. He's not a happy-go-lucky guy, you understand? He does the Aveiros, but it shows on him. Nowadays, you see boys, they're walking around 16, 17, 18-year-old, they should be happy, they should be excited with life, and they're walking around like Alta Yidin, the old Tzibrochen. And you ask, what's the matter with you? They're tired, isn't it? They're tired. They're tzibrochen. They're broken over the things that are not good in their lives. Which brings a marashchera, a darkness and a depression into a person's life because they don't want to be that way. They want to be alive. They want to get out of that nega, that ugly disease that they're stuck in. The second type of a Baal Aveiros, we don't know people like this, but there is such a thing. The Torah describes a Jew at the end of the Torah, and the Tzav Miyach describes a Jew, is Sholom Yieli, Ki B'Shirus Libi Eilech. There's a certain kind of a Jew that doesn't bother him at all. He does every aveir. Doesn't bother him. He's happy. He's like a happy sinner. You know, you think sometimes, like, it's hard to be, when you want to be Shomer Mitzvahs, sometimes you think you have a person, he's not Jewish. And he does all these different things. He seems to be having a blast and doing all kinds of aveiros. And the best thing about it is, it doesn't bother him at all. You and I don't have that luxury. Every single one of you and myself, we all know things that we've done wrong, and it hurts. It hurts. The nega hurts. But that guy in the street, that he's doing something, he's having, as long as he's not hurting anybody else, he's having a good time, he's living it up, he doesn't feel bad. What do you think? He goes home and he says, how am I going to say Kriya Shema tonight? Alamita? Or the next morning he has to look at his hand and say, I'm a lefty, so I look at this hand. How am I supposed to put tefillin on this hand? The same hand that did such a aveiros last night, I'm going to put tefillin on this hand? The guy doesn't have to worry about putting on tefillin, and he doesn't have to think like that. He says, I'm going to do it again tonight. If you think last night was fun, tonight's going to be much better. And you and I, Yidden Jews, every time we have a negev, we have these... problems, these afflictions, the nige bate hanefesh, bother us. They hurt. We want to change. This guy doesn't care. There's such a thing as a person. It's hard to believe there could be a Jew like this. But it says in Torah, in the Torah in Kisavu, it says that there's such a thing as a person, this person I was describing before, that it's that he's able to go about b'simcha b'tuv tachas nashel leivad z'ashem lekecha b'simcha or b'tuv leivav. That not only is it, the Sfarim say leivad z'ashem lekecha, not only does he not serve Hashem, but it's b'simcha b'tuv leivav. Doesn't bother him at all. He's happy. And if you tell him, like, what are you so happy about? You know, you have a lot of aveiros. I remember I was once at a Shabbaton someplace. I was speaking around 30 years ago, and this guy came to me. And he said, it was for Yom Kippur. There was Rosh Hashanah, there was a Shabbos, it was Yom Kippur. Everybody was davening together. And he said, tell you the truth, Rabbi, I can't think of any sins I've done this year. That's what the guy told me. I never heard of sin in my life. I didn't even know what to say. I said, what you just said is a sin. You're ready. This is also a sin. You can't think of anything you did wrong. When was the last time you called your grandmother? You're balaveris. You call your grandmother once every 6 months. You can't think of anything you did wrong. It's Vahaya happy. B'simcha b'tuv leiva. Leiva Hashem l'kecha b'simcha? Or b'tuv leiva? You b'simcha b'tuv leiva. He's okay. Doesn't bother him. So both of them is the lashon of Vahaya. The Vahaya of the person like me and you is that it hurts us. And we go to the tzaddik and we're trying to be better and we feel at least some relief that we're acknowledging that there's something wrong that we want fixed. We want to get out of this. The other guy's Vahaya, he's b'simcha. He's covered with the gun from head to toe. He's in a great mood. Two types of people. Two types of Jews. Now we understand. When it comes to the nega, the chiluk the Torah makes is as follows. The Torah says, imareha, if the appearance of the nega is amok men ha'or, if it's deeper than the skin. You see, when it comes to people like me and you, the nega, they're on the goyim. But Rabbi Nachman Schussi has a story called Prince of Gems, where there's a whole mice that happened to this Bemis. He was from head to toe diamonds and gems. But there was something that happened in his life and he was cursed. And on top there was horrible, disgusting, ugly, disgusting growths all over his body. And then when he was finally healed, all that ugly stuff fell off. And then they saw that he was made completely of gems. It's a story from Rabbi Nachman. It's an amazing story. So Am Yisrael says to Hashem this. We're going to reach your Shir Pesach. Shchoyra ani v'naava. Shchoyra ani v'naava. What does it mean? I am black. Shchoyra ani v'naava. And I'm beautiful. Omra Knesset Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knesset Yisrael says to Hashem. Shchoyra ani mibachutz. I am black. I am dark with my averus. Mibachutz. Wasn't mibachutz. On the outside, but v'navani mibifnim, but I'm beautiful on the inside. In other words, we're asking Hashem, Master of the Universe, you know the nigei batei hanefesh of my life. You know how many negoyim. You know how much disease I brought into my own life with my avers. You know that. But I want to tell you something, Rabbi Shlalom. An chosi mimcha loy nistara, says in Tehillim. Dov Mel said, you also hear my crying, my krechtsing. It's not hidden from you that it bothers me. And I want to change. I'm trying to think of being better. I go to tzaddikim. I go to look in this farm. I go to speak to a Rebbe, to a friend. I'm trying to get out. I want to get better. I want to be better. Shchoyrani, it's true. But v'nava, I'm not that second kind of a Jew. I'm not a Jew that's happy, but simcha b'tuv leiva. It hurts me. It bothers me. So now it comes to Pesach. It says that by the night of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, so Hashem was Pasach Abatei Abasin in Mitzrayim, Vezbatenu Hitzil, that Hashem saved our houses, and he killed the firstborn of the Egyptians. And everybody here knows that by Yamsuf, even though the Medrash is not so clear, it's not found in the Medrash Rabbah Tanchuma, it's one of the Yalkutim, and it's not even clear there, the Nusach is a little bit different in different places. But everybody knows that when we came to Kriyas Yamsuf, that by the water, the Malachim had a taina. Luchavra, what was the taina that the angels had? Remember? Halolu, remember what was the taina? Huh? Yeah. Halolu I've never deserved. Halolu I've never deserved. Why should the Egyptians be drowned and the Jews be saved? The Jews I've never deserved, the Egyptians I've never deserved. The Jew goes on that same website as the Egyptian. The Jews are on the website also, not on that disgusting website. There are Jews on their website and the Egyptians on the website. So why are you drowning the Egyptian? And why are you taking the Jews? As Yosha, Moshe, making holy unto? Halolu, I never tell all this. And the other Nusach says, Halolu, Megalaris, Megalaris. But on the other hand, so listen, it's true. We were worshipping. There was Avodah Zarah. Now, in that, but even when we crossed to the Yamsuf, there were Jews that were carrying a pestle of Micha. They were carrying Avodah Zarah in the Yamsuf. Where it says in Tehillim, Himru al Hayam, in the Yamsuf. Can you imagine? The Medrash says there were Jews carrying Avodah Zarah through the Yamsuf. There were other Jews that were complaining because they got their sandals dirty.
That a time there. You're already doing a miracle. You couldn't make it nice. You have to make such a miracle like this. It's muddy. You know what a person is, what a human being is. So, halolo oivdev adazar, halolo oivdev adazar. But on the other hand, the same Chazal say, b'schus emunah shehemantim bi, because of the great emunah, the faith that you had in me, I took you out of Mitzrayim. How could there be such a contradiction? On the one hand, halolo oivdev adazar, halolo oivdev adazar. Jews are worshipping idols. Jews are going like the Egyptians. They go like the Egyptians. They're doing the same kind of stuff as the Egyptians. On the other hand, Chazal say, "B'schus emunah shehemantem bi, because of the great emunah that you had in me, I took you out of Mitzrayim." I mean, there are other statements like that, so we don't have time, about how great we were. So isn't that a contradiction now? Halol erdev adazara, b'schus emunah shehemantem bi. How does that work out? But of course you know the answer. The answer is the same thing with me and you. On the one hand, on the outside of who we are, the negoyim of our lives, the nigei batei nefesh, we look like Egyptians. On the outside, we don't see the diamonds and the gems. On the outside, it's ugly. There are things that are ugly about us. It's true. There are things that are ugly. There are nigei batei nefesh. There's chometz. But shchora even now, the difference between me and the Egyptian is he's happy. He couldn't care less. It doesn't hurt him. It doesn't bother him. He's not trying to get healed. He doesn't go 7 days by himself thinking about, that's the meaning of the guy with the nega going 7 days outside by himself. His body does thinking about what's going to be with my life. I have to do something with my life, to daven, to cry. There has to be one day Shabbos of the 7 days, because Shabbos is the Yom Nishmasa, to come back to my neshama, who I really am. I can't live this way. I can't continue on within the garment of my life. I got to change. I got to get this stuff off of me. But the difference is, I'm not an Egyptian. The ugliness is on the outside. Therefore, I'm trying to get out of this. I don't want to sink deeper. And I'm telling you, Baruch Shalom, if you look at me, like the Radomska pulled open his coat and his shirt, and he says, look at me. And we say to the Baruch Shalom, look at me, and you'll see that ain mara hanega amayk min ha'or, that the nega, I do have negoim, it's true, but it's not deeper than the skin. It's really the surface of who I am. It's not the essence of who I am. It hasn't penetrated. Chalila, I'm not happy with doing these things. I don't want to be chametzi. I don't want to live this way. I want to get rid of the chametz. And that's why we say in the Hiratzen, shetizakenu losu lechapes, Hashem, help me to search out and to find B'nigei bate hanefesh, these negoim. And now we can understand there's an unbelievable sentence that's found in one of the Kadmonim in the Kavi Yosha. The Kavi Yosha writes, listen to this. V'yesh kabole b'yadi. The Kavi Yosha says he was a big mekubel. He says, I had a kabola, I received. Every trouble that a person goes through, every hardship that a person goes through to get ready for Pesach, the cleaning, the scrubbing, the cresting, the climbing, the jumping underneath. I want to say, maybe if you go to a hotel, I don't know, what's the hardship? I guess packing the trunk up, I don't know. Driving, I'm not sure. It's a big schus that those Jews are missing. Hashem should have rachmanis on that. Maybe because they're spending $40,000, I don't know what the... Maybe that hurts more for a Jew than the other things. I don't know. But listen, that kol Torah shodim atzviyach esatzim lechvayd yontav shal Pesach v'hu ayev v'yageya b'hat Torah, and he's tired, he's working hard, getting ready for Pesach. Azay be'esek zeh hu horeg kol hamazikim, by being busy and searching for the chametz to destroy it, and he's tired and he's knocked out. Listen to this. As I be'esek zeh hu horeg kol hamazikim, he's able to kill and destroy all of the demonic, dangerous forces that are called hanikrayim nig'ei b'nei adam. Nig'ei b'nei adam, that are called the negoim of our lives. The negoim of our lives. Many years ago, in the yeshiva Tamchei Tmimim, which was in Europe, the Lubavitch had many, many yeshivas.
They're all under the umbrella of Tanchei Tamimim. It was started by the Rebbe Ashabit, the Rebbe Avshalom Be'er from Lubavitch, whose yard site is tonight. The Menahel of Tanchei Tamimim was the Rebbe Rayatz, his son Rebbe Yosef Yitzhak, who became Menahel when he was 17 years old. He had good family connections. But he was also a worthy person to be the Menahel of the yeshiva. The main yeshiva that at that time was, I think, was not in Warsaw. The main yeshiva was in Riga, in Russia. And the Rebbe Rayatz was having a problem with a boy in the yeshiva. One of the guys in the yeshiva was not going along with the program. He just was not going along with the program. And he was Isaac and things that are not so nice. I guess in those days, the stakes were not as high as they are now. But it wasn't good. And the Rebbe Rayatz met with the other Rebbeim, and they didn't know what to do. They thought they would have to, there was nothing to do to throw the boy out of the yeshiva. What were they going to do? They had to throw the boy out. But they couldn't do that without going to the Rebbe. So he went, the son, Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak, went to his father, who was a big tzaddik, the Rebbe Rashab, Schus Yerlein. He went to his father, the Rebbe Rashab. And the Rebbe Rashab, when his son told him, we think we have to throw him out of the yeshiva, the Rebbe Rashab started to shake. And he said, throw him out of the yeshiva? He says, bring him to me. So the Bacha was very scared. They brought him to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says to him, whatever his name is, Yankel, listen to me, Yankel. This year, it was right before Pesach, this year you're in charge of cleaning the yeshiva for Pesach. You have to clean the whole yeshiva. And I'm also putting you in charge of baking matzahs, of Erev Pesach, the matzahs mitzvah. You know, that's a very, very big job, matzahs mitzvah, Erev Pesach. It's crazy what goes on. If you've ever been to a matzah place, Erev Pesach, I don't mean Streitz or Horitz Margaret, you understand. If you're in a matzah place, Erev Pesach. So the Rebbe put this guy in charge. Yankel, you're in charge to make the whole yeshiva clean, everything is yours, you're in charge. And you're in charge of the whole matzah operation, Erev Pesach. So instead of throwing him out, the Rebbe gave him the biggest responsibilities. And when he left, the Rebbe Rayatz says, "What was that about? He's not a responsible boy. He'll take care of it." And the boy Mamish killed himself. The Rebbe made him in charge of the whole yeshiva. He killed himself cleaning and scrubbing. He got guys, you're here. And he was like Mamish running the whole show. Matzah's Erev Pesach. He came with his apron. He's schwitzing and he's looking at everything. And he's cleaning out. He's with the sticks and the fire and going crazy. Afterwards, the Rebbe Rayatz said that this boy became Adam Godel ben Nigla ubenister. Nigla means what? Gemara Rashi Tosis, Halacha, and Nister means in Kabbalah and Chassidus. Nasal Adam Godel ma'oid was the Lashon ben Nigla ubenister. He went and he spoke to his father, Rebbe Rashab. He said, how did you know that was? The Rebbe Rashab said to him, it's Nigay Bate Hanefer. The nigei bate nefesh, when you clean the chametz, and when you get busy preparing for yontiv, when you kill yourself for Pesach, and you try to get rid of every single drop of chametz. The chametz, of course, the Radbaz says, even in pshat, the chametz is talking about the Yetzar. It's hard to understand what the chametz is, such a big deal. So the Radbaz says that even pshutim shodvarim is that it must be the Yetzar. To find that inside, that's not right. And that a Jew cares about what's not right. And you and I are busy trying to clean outside and inside. Maybe the hope is that you and I could also one day become people who are gedolim, benigla, benister, to be Jews that are oivde Hashem, and that the simcha of ahaya is a simcha of being honest, of being real, of admitting that there's chametz, of ner Hashem nishmas adam choifes kol chadrei baten, ner Hashem to take the candle of Hashem, to open ourselves up and look inside, and to ask Hashem's Baruch to help remove the chametz inside. It's a lot harder to clean out the chametz inside than the chametz on the outside. And that's schus Hashem will remove the chametz from the world, all of our enemies that are making this crazy. And the chametz will be removed from the Har HaBayis. And we'll be able to come back to Yerushalayim with David Malkin the Shechah and to see the Beis HaMikdash in its place with the Bilash of HaMikdash. Amen.